ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् केन्टो 2 द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 9 आंसर्स बाय साइटिंग द लॉर्ड्स वर्जन पार्ट 8 पर्पोर्ट टू द 4 नटशेल सीड वर्सेस एपिसोड 9 एतन् मतं समातिष्ठ परमेन समाधिना भवान् कल्प विकल्पेषु न विमुह्यति कार्यचित् गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य. As in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, has summarized the whole text in 4 verses, namely in verses 8 through 11. And so the complete Srimad Bhagavatam has also been summarized in 4 verses. And thus, the secret purpose of the most important Bhagavata-ite conclusion has been explained by the original speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, who was also the original speaker of Bhagavad Gita, namely, the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. There are many grammarians and non-devotee material wranglers who have tried to present false interpretations of these 4 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Lord Himself advised Brahmaji not to be deviated from the fixed conclusion the Lord had taught him. The Lord was the teacher of the nucleus of Srimad Bhagavatam in 4 verses, and Brahmaji was the receiver of that knowledge. Misinterpretation of the word aham by the word jugglery of the impersonalist should not disturb the mind of the strict followers of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the text of the personality of Godhead and His unalloyed devotees, who are also known as the Bhagavatas, and any outsider should have no access to this confidential literature of devotional service. But unfortunately, the impersonalist, who has no relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sometimes tries to interpret Srimad Bhagavatam by one's poor fund of knowledge in grammar and dry speculation. Therefore, the Lord warns Lord Brahma, and through Brahma, all future devotees of the Lord in the disciplic succession of Brahmaji, that one should never be misled by the conclusion of the so-called grammarians or by other men with a poor fund of knowledge, but must always fix the mind properly via the parampara system. No one should try to give a new interpretation by dint of their mundane knowledge. And the first step, therefore, in pursuance of the system of knowledge received by Lord Brahma, is to approach a bona fide guru who is the representative of the Lord Himself, following the parampara system. No one should try to squeeze out his or her own meaning by imperfect mundane knowledge. The guru, or the bona fide spiritual master, is competent to teach the disciple in the right path with reference to the context of all authentic Vedic literature. The guru does not attempt to juggle words just to bewilder the student. The bona fide spiritual master, by his personal activities, teaches the disciple the principles of devotional service. Without personal service, one would go on speculating like the impersonalist and dry speculators life after life, and would be unable to reach the final conclusion. But by following the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master in conjunction with the principles of the revealed scriptures, the student will rise to the plane of complete knowledge, which will be exhibited by development of detachment from the world of sense gratification. The mundane wranglers are surprised that one can detach oneself from the world of sense gratification, and thus any attempt to be fixed in God realization appears to them to be mysticism. This detachment from the sensory world is called the Brahmabhuta stage of realization, which is the preliminary stage of transcendental devotional life, para bhakti. This Brahmabhuta stage of life is also known as the Atmarama stage, in which one is fully self-satisfied and does not hanker for the world of sense enjoyment. This stage of full satisfaction is the proper situation for understanding the transcendental knowledge of the personality of Godhead. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, affirms this. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam muktasangasya jayate. Thus, in the completely satisfied stage of life, exhibited by full detachment from the world of sense enjoyment, as a result of performing devotional service, one can then understand the science of God in the liberated stage. In this stage of full satisfaction and detachment from the sensory world, one can know the mystery of the science of God along with all of its confidential intricacies, and not by grammar or academic speculation. Because Brahmaji qualified himself for such reception, the Lord was pleased to disclose the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. This direct instruction by the Lord to any devotee who is detached from the world of sense gratification is possible, as stated in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in its third of four chatushloki or seed verses. Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogang tang yena mam upayanti te. Unto the devotees who are constantly engaged in the Lord's transcendental loving service, priti purvakam, the Lord, out of his causeless mercy upon the devotee, gives direct instructions so that the devotee may make accurate progress on the path returning home back to Godhead. One should not, therefore, try to understand these four seed nutshell verses of Srimad Bhagavatam by mental speculation. Rather, by direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is able to know all about his abode, Vaikuntha, as was seen and experienced by Brahmaji. And such Vaikuntha realization is possible by any devotee of the Lord who is situated in the transcendental position as a result of devotional service. In the Shruti Gopala Tapani Upanishad, it is said, Gopa Vesho Me Purusha Purustad Avirbhuva. The Lord appeared before Brahmaji as a cowherder boy, which is to say, he appeared as the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, Govinda, who is later described by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita as follows. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu surabhir abhipalayantam Lakshmi sahasrashata sambrahma sevyamanam Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Brahmaji desires to worship the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, Govinda, who resides in the topmost of all Vaikuntha planets, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is in the habit of keeping Surabhi cows as a cowherder boy, and where Krishna is served with love and respect by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune who take the form of milkmaids or gopis. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is the original form of the Supreme Lord. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And this is also clear from this instruction. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, and not directly Narayana or the Purusha avatars, which are subsequent manifestations. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam means consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound representation of the Lord, just as much as Bhagavad Gita is the sound representation of the Lord. Thus, the conclusion is, Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the Lord, in which the Lord and His abode are perfectly realized. Recorded February 28, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jnana Timurandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshitaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Disha Tarine Nadapi Sunichena Tororeva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Sivalam Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Kati Anyata. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Go Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasa Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adigo Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.